Now, some of the files on Hess are available here at the British Public Record Office. But the most interesting files, the record of his crash in Scotland, the record of his interrogation by the British Secret Service, are not available. They were to have been released in 1972 along with the rest of these once top secret Hess files. But the Secrecy Act was extended in the Hess case, and we won't know those secrets for at least another 30 years. As Philip Knightley said, there are a lot of prominent people still alive in Britain who still want to cover up their past as Nazi sympathizers. So the secrets remain secrets. Even the man in jail isn't talking, although he was once given the chance. Colonel Byrd says Mrs. Hess once wrote to her husband and pleaded with him to answer some questions about his case. In a rare demonstration of generosity, or more likely curiosity, prison authorities allowed that letter to go through.
This letter came in with a list of 15 questions, very important questions that historians have tried to find the answer to for years, converting to Eichstadt, for example, the Night of the Long Knives, certain impressions of Hitler about his flights, those sort of things. Warned his wife, he said, you ask me these questions. I'm not going to answer them. When I get out on the outside, if I ever become a free man, I will answer these questions, but not until then.
You don't think that was because he didn't know the answer?
No.
Byrd says only the Soviets have vetoed any proposal to release Hess or the records in Spandau. The three Western powers say they favor his release on humanitarian grounds, but won't overrule a touching Kremlin. But on the record, we were told that the Soviets are not the only ones to have used their veto. On at least one occasion, they did not. The British quickly stepped in with their own.
I am surprised that over the years the British haven't done more to put pressure on the Russians to let him out.
Do you think that's because of the Americans?
I think they don't want him to let him out.
So we are left with two
questions.